Well, I'm happy that it actually occurred. I asked, and I had spoken to him on Friday after we had completed the paper count, which took all day. One of the recount commissioners, Mr. Oliver, who is the chief mechanic for the election commission, mm-hmm. had stated to all of us that he's been through 5 recounts. And of those 5 recounts, there's never, ever been a change in the electronic vote. So my point was, hey, you know, let's get through the counting of the absentee ballots and reconsider. We're both part of the same party. I mean, it's a primary. We're both Republicans. You know, let's try to heal and move forward. But at that time, he refused. So we were prepared to go today, and I heard last night about 9:30.
Sunday night?
Sunday night.
So it was a hard-fought race because you guys were, like, way close, right?
Well, I mean, two-vote margin. It only gets closer if you're only one.
Right. What do you want to do if you're elected?
What do I want to do? Well, certainly I want to be fiscally conservative, but what I want to do is make sure that our tax money in South County is brought back down here, and the focus is on our infrastructure. So we still have gravel roads in South County. That's unacceptable.
And are you running opposed? Is there a Democrat running against you?
Currently there is not. However, the Democratic chairman, Mr. Weezer, has until June 30th to slate somebody if he so chooses. But no, nobody ran in the actual race.
So what are you going to do if somebody runs against you?
Well, I worked just as hard as I did against Eldon Strong. I ran a great campaign. I had great people. We worked tirelessly from December onward. And, you know, what I can say is, you know, we as Republicans have to come back together. And if there is somebody slated on the Democratic Party against us, you know, we have to unite and make sure that South County remains a bastion of Republican and conservative ideals. And that's what I'm looking to do.
Why did you get involved in politics, or what got you interested?
Well, like I said, I'm president of the town council in St. John. I've always had an interest in politics. Certainly, I've been an attorney for 20 years, but I always thought that it was a better use of my education, my experience, my legal background to serve in a political arena rather than, you know, merely practicing law. I just feel that it's a more rewarding and endeavor and something that I was well suited to do. It's certainly not for the money.
Yeah, I don't know how much you guys make, so I couldn't say, but I wouldn't think that
no,
it'd be
very, very little. Very, very little.
Is it? You have any other aspirations, like to run for higher office later on down the line?
Absolutely. I see this as something that I can do until, you know, I've achieved the goals that I possibly can for South County. I intend to stay in South County, certainly not going to leave, and in whatever capacity that I can serve here in South County, I plan to do so, whether it be in the Senate, in the House, either one. But I do see myself, of course, going to Indianapolis and serving us all there. And I think this is a great road to do that, from the local level here in St. John to the county level to Indianapolis. It makes sense. I think it's a good progression of skills. And yeah, I certainly can see myself doing that.
Okay. Would you ever run for governor?
I have to tell you that I haven't really thought about governor. You know, that's certainly some time away. I'm relatively young in my political career. I think Eric Holcomb, I consider him a great friend, and I think he's doing a fantastic job. So, I mean, I couldn't necessarily tell you one way or another, but I'm certainly happy with Eric Holcomb, and you know, he's a great influence on me. So, I don't know. I guess I leave that to speculation.
Anything else you want to say about the situation with Mr. Strong?
You know, I think it's time for a change for South County. I think it's time for us to progress forward. I think that it goes to show that Mr. Strong has been in that office for 7 years, I believe. He was caucused in, and then he ran again. I believe it was unopposed. And half the people came out and said it was time for a change. Now, again, we're both Republicans. We have different ways of looking at things. Certainly, I took issue with several of the decisions that Mr. Strong made along the road, and I believe that those half of those people who voted for me agree with my way of thinking, and it was, you know, that's, we need to progress forward in a different way, and we need new ideas, and we need some fresh thinking. The same kind of thing that I brought to the council in, St. John, we've certainly prospered here, and I think we have many good programs, and that's what we need. And I think a lot of people are seeing the need for fresh thinking, fresh ideas, new thoughts. So that's really all I have to say about that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and thanks a lot for the interview.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling. I appreciate the interest. And you know what? I guess there is one last thing I'd like to say.
Sure.
Because this is very, very important. Two great, great things came out of this election. One is that I won by 2 votes. So that's very significant because it's a non-presidential election year, and it goes to show that every single vote counts. Everybody's vote matters. So it should inspire people to continue to come out to vote and to make a difference, because everybody can make a difference. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, with regard to the election process itself, I believe that the recount statute is archaic. I believe it was based on a system when everybody used paper voting rather than electronic, like we do here now in Lake County, which eliminates human error, eliminates the fraud. And I would say that entire statute needs to be revamped to reflect the change in technology that's occurred. And what this election did for us is vindicate our election system here in Lake County, the people who work at the Election Commission, and all of the poll workers in all of the precincts. I mean, it truly vindicates their hard work and their attention to detail. What we have is a fantastic system here, and this has just gone to show that, again, we've been able to uphold exactly what it is that we do here with the count and with the integrity of the system. So I'm certainly happy that everybody got a chance to see that we definitely know what we're doing here in Lake County now with regard to elections, and people can be 100% confident that their vote counts and it's counted correctly. Again, two great things that came out of this election.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Sure. My pleasure.